That was some early Prokofiev there, The Love for Three Oranges, with your Toronto Symphony Orchestra, Jukka-Pekka Saraste directing March Scherzo Movements. We're heading to Hamilton next. And speaking of Jukka-Pekka Saraste, one of the great Finnish conductors, I was out in Finland for our cruise and checked out the academy there and got to learn so much about the legendary conductors who have passed through those doors. We have one of them on the line right now, James Kahan. He is the music director, the dynamic leader of the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. And he's kicking off his brand new season with an exciting program titled The Journey Begins on Saturday, September 20th at First Ontario Concert Hall. Let's hear from James all about this incredible theme, this opening concert. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you. Hello, Daniel.
James, welcome back. Good to have you.
Yes, I'm very happy to be back and very excited for our upcoming concert.
Very, very exciting. And speaking of excitement, I was just in Helsinki for a classical cruise, and I got to walk through those doors of the Music Academy there. It's quite something. It's really breathtaking, the energy in that, you know, coming out of that building, the incredible musical creativity, and of course the legendary names that have passed through. Very high-tech facility too.
Oh, so you visited the new building. We have a few, and there is also the old historic one, which is still in use, where all the legendary conductors had their lessons.
Right. Well, we had a fascinating chat last time about Jorma Panula and the conducting techniques, but let's jump right here into the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. How do you want to frame the audience's experience with this idea of journeys this season? How did that name come up?
Well, when we looked at the sort of general overview of the season and the different programs that we had put up there, there was a general theme of traveling and different countries and sort of experiencing different, for example, you know, something that is universal in every culture, like dance, and see how this happens in different cultures and different countries. And we realized after looking at all our programs that the common denominator is that there was always some kind of journey, either physical or either spiritual or other. And so that's how we sort of chose the theme of this season. And then we articulated a bit some of the pieces around that.
You're quite a traveler yourself. You've been invited to perform and conduct many prestigious orchestras throughout the world, Baltic Academy's Orchestra in Berlin, Finnish Chamber Opera, Helsinki Contemporary Opera Festival. Do you have a special place in the world that you enjoy coming back to yourself?
Well, at the moment, it's Hamilton, frankly.
Oh, yeah. Very exotic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's sunny, more sunny than Finland, and actually, at least in the summer, a bit warmer. And yeah, and everybody's so friendly. So yeah, at the moment, I'd say it's Hamilton.
Terrific. Well, we're grateful to have you and your wonderful leadership. Let's jump right into the program here. I love what you've done, pooling together some of the early works of major composers. I once did a piano recital with Opus Ones, and it's always fascinating to see that first young composer with that youthful energy, that sparkle. So you have Jean Sibelius, you have Prokofiev Piano Concerto No. 1, Shostakovich, and also our wonderful Canadian composer, Abigail Richardson-Schulte, a work called Eris. Tell me about your thoughts, your guiding principles in this program.
Yeah, one thing that was really important to me is I think many of us, you know, when we learn at school about classical music, we hear a lot maybe about these composers that were a bit undervalued at first and struggled during their whole career and then little by little got recognition and had to fight very hard for it. And that's certainly something that is very prevalent in our world, in our industry, and has been at all times. We have many composers like that. But I was also interested in this case to flip the idea around and actually take composers that were really successful from the start and displaying the composition that was for many of them their breakthrough work and sort of showcasing it to the audience to show that, like, to see and, you know, to see if the audience feels also that there is something special about this work that in the context of an audience member like 100 years ago, you'd think, okay, I have never heard about this composer, Shostakovich, no idea who he is. But this is something really special and impressive.
And now tell me a little bit about Abigail Richardson Schulte's work, Eris. You're adding a contemporary Canadian voice to the program. How does it fit with the evening's narrative of early hits?
The piece is the first piece that she wrote as a fellow for the Toronto Symphony Orchestra when she was working with them like a little while ago, let's say.
Yeah.
And in a sense, it's also, of course, it's a piece of her youth because I think it's one of the first large compositions for orchestra that she wrote. And because it was for such a prestigious orchestra as the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, I think it fits thematically quite well with the concept of early works that really participated to elevate the composer's career.
Interesting. Well, tell me about some personal reflections of yours. You've led orchestras across Europe. Now you're here in Canada, your second season with the Hamilton Philharmonic. How do you adapt your leadership style, having worked with legendary conductors in Helsinki, Finland? Jorma Panula often talked about unlocking the musician's best playing, minimal, efficient gestures. How do you kind of take what you've learned in Europe with your experiences there, bringing that to Hamilton?
Yeah, well, I will oversimplify a little bit, but basically from a conductor point of view and leadership, we can differentiate between two things. The first thing being our physical gestures, like how we beat time and how we express ourselves with our gestures. And then there is, in a second time, there is our rehearsing technique, which is how we address the orchestra and work with them. So I think if we start with the rehearsing technique, I mean, to be frank, I don't really change it depending of the country, but maybe I will in the future. I think that every orchestra in the world is receptive to the same core things, which is efficiency.
Yeah.
In my opinion, talking for 2 minutes to explain something is kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, knowing when to stop, knowing when to move on to really bring out the best in the musicians.
Yeah, exactly. And a rehearsal is so expensive, and the musicians, I mean, if you think about it, like, it might be a super interesting person in front of you, but if you are in an orchestra rehearsal for 2 hours and a half, basically you want to play as much as possible.
Yes.
And it's actually so little time for such big programs that really it's in your interest to get the orchestra to play as much as possible. So we are definitely trained in Finland to be very concise and specific and efficient and fast in our feedback. So that's one thing, but I think orchestras appreciate conductors that try to be effective and fast.
Say less, show more. Anything else, James, anything in the season coming up that you're particularly excited about? Any highlights on the whole season up ahead with the HPO?
Well, we have many great concerts, but one new thing that we are doing for the first time here in Hamilton is this Inside the Orchestra. I believe you will be joining us for that.
I can't wait. Yeah. Doing what I love to do, cutting up the pieces and putting them back together.
Yes, and with the little caveat that the audience, if they want to, will get to sit inside the orchestra.
Right inside the orchestra. Brilliant.
So I think that will be for people in Hamilton, really, for many of them, I suspect the first time they will be able to experience the sound of an orchestra from the inside and see a little bit how it is too.
That's April 17th.
Yeah, exactly.
April 17th, 2026. Lovely.
And then we have a second one, which will be hosted by myself in March.
Okay, great. Great. That's the Brahms Symphony No. 3. Okay, James, just a pleasure to reconnect with you. Enjoy Hamilton, the sunny weather we have for you this week. We look forward to this concert, inaugural concert of the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. I've been speaking with James Kahan. It's his second season now directing this wonderful ensemble of musicians. Check it out at hpo.org for the full season. All the best to you, James. Till next time.
Yeah, thank you. See you around.